send it faster.
Okay. Today is Daf Chav Beis. We're on Daf Chav Beis. We're on the top line. Tana Rabbanan. We looked at the Braisa. Shema Yisomim Shloshim Yom. When we have to, when the Yisomim owe money, because they don't owe money for themselves. They owe their father's money. So they have to pay money. So we will announce for 30 days about the, about what?
The sale.
The sale, yeah. Shum Hekdesh Shishim Yom, live for a mayor. And for Hekdesh, 60 days, as our mayor said. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shuma Yisomim Shishim Yom. No, he says different. The next one says different. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Yisomim 60 days. Shuma Hekdesh Tishim Yom, 90 days. Cham Omerim, Echad Zev Yechad Zev Shishim Yom. They're both 60 days. Yisomim Hekdesh, both 60 days. Amar Chista Amar Vibi, Halacha Shum Yisomim Shishim Yom. The halacha is, for Yisomim, it's 60 days. What about for Hekdesh? He didn't say. So Yosef of Chiyabar Avin, Vakamal HaShmaita, he said this over. Amar Le Rav Nachman by Yitzchak of Chiyabar Avin, Shishim Kamarta, or Shoshim Kamarta. I didn't hear right. Did he say 60? Did he say 30? Amar Le Shishim, he said 60. The Yisomim or Hekdesh? I didn't hear what he said. Was it for Yisomim 60 or for Hekdesh 60? Amar Le the Yisomim. Kermeir or Kerb Yehuda? Who said that? That's 60. Amalei, Kirab Meir, that was a mayor. Rav Meir Shloshim Kamar. Rav Meir said 30. It couldn't have been Rav Meir. Rav Meir said 30. Amalei, Hachi Amar of Chista, Me'avimi. Kulfi Tavi Bala Allah to Hashmaita. You hit me a lot about this issue. So, meaning you drive me, give me a hard time figuring out what he meant. Here's what he meant. Bala Hachi is Ritzufim Shloshim. If you're going to announce 30 days in a row, then it's 30. Every day in a row, it's 30. B'sheni b'chamishi, but on Mondays and Thursdays, then it's shishim. Then it'll schlep out over 60 days.
So you're saying if they make it sheni b'chamishi, then it's going to be 60.
Right.
Schlep it out.
Right. But if we do it every day after davening, then it's 30 days. Only Mondays and Thursdays, it's 60 days. 60 days, Mondays and Thursdays, it's not more than 30 days. It's less.
Right.
It's less. It's only going to be 18 days. And Rashi has figured out why it's 18. So it's 30 days. It's 60 days. Is 54? 7 times 8 is 56.
Yeah,
right. So you have 56 whole weeks, right? And 56 whole weeks. It's twice a week.
Right.
What? Mm-hmm. Twice a week. How many days is that?
4.
16. 16, and then there's 4 more days. So he assumes it'll be a Monday and a Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You get 2 more times 18 days. That's where the 18 days comes from. So even though it's only 18 days, kiven demash chamilsa shama inchi. Yeah, it's 18 days, less than 30 days even. But it's schlepped out over 2 months. Everybody will get to hear it. Right? That's the theory. Amivu demar ravasi, einis kakin lenichza yisomim, el imkin hoitza bibis ochelas bohen. Okay, so... So Rav Yehuda Amar Ravasi says, we don't deal with the Yisomim, with the estate of Yisomim. We don't be busy with it. We're not busy selling off the Yisomim's money, estate, to pay for their father's debt. Why? Wait till they grow up. Wait till they grow up. We don't know what's going on here. The Yisomim, we're not busy with it unless it's Ribbis. Ribbis is going to kill the estate. Why is there Ribbis? We'll get to that. Ribbis is going to kill the estate. They'll be left with nothing. Then we'll be busy and sell it right away. Pay off the debt right away so that the kids don't have to get killed with Ribbis. Right? Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Ol shtar sheyesh bo Ribbis, Ol ksuvas isha. Yeah, I agree. Either a shtar that has Ribbis or a ksuva for an isha, mishum mizoni. Because until you pay off the ksuva, you have to support her. You have to feed her. That's expensive. So we're going to have these debts lying around while these kids are growing up. Pay it off right away. Right? Rashi says, the kol zman she'ena gavok sivasa, nizon is mishalahem. It's a big loss for the boys. Right? The Yisomim, Nebuch the Yisomim. Father left a good estate. So the father owed money. He died. So the guy's lucky he's going to get anything. He has to wait till they grow up. Unless it's Ribbis or it's the Ksuva. Okay? Ravasi, my time alone, our Ksuvas Isha. How come Ravasi didn't mention the Ksuvas Isha? He only mentioned Ribbis. So the Gemara says, "Dlo takinu le Rabbanon Maisa Yedela." Because by the way, she's working the mother. She has some income, so the income goes to the estate, and then they feed her. So not such a terrible loss, not such a big loss. So what's the big deal? They're not even losing anything. Whatever she's making, she's eating herself. She makes $100, $500 a week, and that's what it costs, $500 a week, so it's not even a loss for them. So why should they have to pay that? The idach, and the other man the Amar held, well, zimnin, delo, safka. Maybe, how much is she working here? How much does she make already in those days? How much is the woman earning? What's she doing? She's doing some sewing. She's doing some babysitting. It was not, women weren't in the workforce. So how much is she earning already? Not enough to cover herself. So it's still a loss. Yeah, she's earning a few dollars, a few pennies. Not enough to cover herself, her expenses. So it's still a loss for the estate. So the second Mandarma said, no, we'll be busy with the estate also, for Ksuva. Now, Tanan, he just made a statement, Rabbi Huda, in the name of Asi, made a statement, that we don't be busy with Yisomim's estates, because, unless it's for Ribbis, or for Ksuva maybe. But didn't our Mishnah say not like that? Tanan, our Mishnah said, Shuma Yisomim, when we're selling off the estate of Yisomim, Shloshim Yom. What kind of estate are we selling off? Why are we doing that? Why are we busy with this? So only one of two reasons. Either for a ribbis loan, the father had a ribbis loan, or for a ksuva. Right? And then the Gemara mentions again, Shema hetnes shishim yom, u'machriz in boker be'erev. Now, ma'askinen, what kind of debt is the Mishnah talking about? That we're going to be doing this even. What kind of debt is it? Ilem balchov of the kochavim. Tell me, who's charging ribbis over here?
The lender,
right? But was the lender a Jew or a guy? It must be a guy. Because if he's a Jew, no ribbis by a Jew. So it must be, the Bezos is not going to go down and be busy with his son's estate to pay ribbis? It's ridiculous. So it must be with a guy. Right? So if it's a guy, meet Zayas. The guy's going to wait around. Tell the guy, by the way, listen. Yeah, you owe the money. Right? The guy, imagine the guy, that's a big mafia guy, comes to the house. Where's the money? Oh, you have to wait 60 days now because we're going to put it up on the market. We're going to announce it for every Monday and Thursday for 60 days. And until then, there's no ribbis. Meet Zai, is he going to agree to that?
Yeah, because he wants to get the best price.
He's a strong-arm man. He's a strong-arm man. What do you mean get the best price? Pay me the money.
Exactly.
You know, halachas about waiting 60 days. We're going to announce it to the best price. Meet Zai is not interested in all that. He's not going to agree to that. Elapshita b'alchov v'Yisrael. It must be it's a Jew. So one second. Ika achel ribisei. If it's ribbis, Mishav Kinle, we're going to allow this? So what kind of debt is this? So we're going to get back to what you said, Josh. Ella, deloka achel ribisa, v'katanin is kakin. So you want to tell me it's not a ribbis debt? It's not a ribbis debt? Then why are we busy with it? Well, you want to tell me it's a ksuva? Only one on the other said that. Bishloma, lub yochanan, mukilov, ksuva, sisha. So it's a ksuva. You want to pay off that ksuva, let the woman start her own life, give all the money she's entitled to. In order to do that, you've got to sell some property. Ella live Rav Ashi kasha, but according to Rav Ashi, it's a kasha. Why? Because Rav Ashi said that we don't do this for a ksuva sisha, only for ribbis. So Gemara says, Amalach Rav Ashi, Rav Yochanan mi nicha, and Rav Yochanan, it makes sense also. Mishav kira mizone devadai kamafsida. So we're gonna they have to support the mother. Until she gets her ksuva. So that's a set amount every month coming out of the bank book is a set amount for her expenses, which they have to support, which is a vadai. They're going to forego that on the off chance. What if the property is terrible property? How then are they going to make a better deal? We're going to announce and sell the property. We don't know if it's going to even pay off. That's a very strange thing to do. So, hello, Kasha. No, that's not a Kasha. The answer is, B'tovas ksuva b'bezdin. No, she already went to Bezdin and said, I want my ksuva. Kidrav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hatovas ksuva b'bezdin, ein la mizonos. Once she says, I want my ksuva, there's no more mizonos. She has an option. The whole Masechta Ksuva is about this. She, when her husband dies or divorces her, she could say, okay, the ksuva is worth a lot of money. $50,000. That'll get her back on her feet, and she can get remarried. She's a woman of means. People want to remarry her. Or she could say, you know what? I'm happy living in the house. Actually, they're my sons. It could be that they're stepsons, but they're my sons. I'm living with my boys. So they'll support me. So once she comes to Bezdin and says, I don't want that anymore. They're not my sons. They're my stepsons. I want to move on. So pay me the ksuva. So pay the ksuva. So I don't have to pay the ksuva. There's no more issue of mizonos. So go sell the property and pay her off for ksuva.
So... You said a minute ago that if she works the money goes to the estate.
Yeah. Because she's being supported.
Right.
So it's usually it was never going to be, it was never going to cover it. It was never going to cover it. Because in those days, what did a woman make already? The only two things she could do. It's a babysitter or it's some sewing. Some household, you know, maid, some household help around the house. She wasn't a lawyer, the doctor, no such thing. Or an accountant. She was just doing small work, jobs around the house. So she got a few kopecks for that. So that wasn't enough what it cost for her to live, to eat and live. So it was never enough. But it was something. Because, by the way, even if the husband was alive, same thing. You can't make the husband, the husband has to support her, and she has her own bank account. That's not right.
I understood that when the husband was alive.
Right.
That
so nothing changed. So he passed away. And they passed away. Nothing changes. They're supporting her. They have the like I said, most of the time it's going to be their mother. So it's their mother supporting her. She brings an income. It's not fair. It causes animosity. Right? So if we're talking about now a case of ksuva, that she wants the ksuva. She went to Bezit. She's not entitled to mezonos anyway. So Ihachi is the kuke lo mazdikinen le, right? So then why are we busy with this? Why are we getting involved in the debt of a yasam? There's no downside to the estate. They're not supporting her anymore. So why are we getting involved in it? Right? The answer is, we have to get involved. She wants to get out. Ella, kivan de'azkakinen le meikara, since we started off getting involved with her, mezakinen le lebasof, we finish off with her and get her out of this picture. Mikol makom levasi kasha, but according to Ravasi, it's a kasha. According to Ravasi, again, you don't pay ksuvas isha. We're not busy with the yasams to pay ksuvas isha. So then, why on earth? And if it's a Jew, there's no ribbis. And if it's a guy, he's not waiting around. So what's going on here? What's the case? Shuma yisalmim shishim yom shloshim yom. What's the case? So Gemara says, "La'olam b'balchov o'gachavim." He's a guy. He charged interest, and you had to pay that interest. And what's he waiting around for? Like what Josh said, "Shekibel olav l'adon b'dina Yisrael." He agreed to wait. He agreed to accept whatever the Jews say. He agreed to wait. Ihachi ribis nami l'lishkol. Then I couldn't accept ribis either. If he's such a tzar that this guy. The Gemara answers, and he didn't accept that. "Shekibel olav zlozu." No, he accepted, I'll have to wait. I'll wait 60 days. Where's everyone running? Well, I'm not running anywhere. To give up the ribbons? I'm not doing that. I agree to that. All right, I'll wait a little bit. 30 days, I'll wait. That's the answer. Okay? Now, Toshma. We have a Mishnah in Gittin that says like this. Ein nifroin miyichse yisomim, elemen azaburius. When you pay back the estate of yisomim, when the Yosam has to pay back his father's debt, he only pays back from Zaburius, from the junk.
Right.
The cheapest land in the swamp, nobody wants it, in bad neighborhoods. You can give that land. That's when you pay back. So that's halacha, it says in Gittin. Now, but my askinan, what are we talking about? Ilam b'balchov of the kachavim, if it's a guy, mitzayas, he's going to take the junk? What kind of thing is this? Nobody does that. El pshita v'achov Yisrael. It must be a Jew then. I achol ribise mishav kinale. If it's ribis, well, go deal with ribis. Can't take ribis. El deloka achol ribisa. So it doesn't say. So it must be a case of non-ribis. V'katanin is kakin. Yet we're getting involved. Why are we getting involved? We said we don't get involved in the estates of Yisom unless it's ribis or ksuvasisha. So b'shalom al Rabbi Yochanan mugalav ksuvasisha. A good answer. Good answer. El Rabasi Kasha. According to Rabasi, it's a Kasha. Why are we being involved in the state of Yasam? It's not Ribbis, and it's not Ribbis. So why are we being involved? According to him, it's good. He said it's a Ksuvas Isha. Iksuva, my area miyasmi. Everybody, a woman always gets Ziburius. Forget for the Yasomim. Even the husband himself. Right? Afilu minei de nami Ziburius. Even from him himself, those are Ziburius. The husband. When a husband divorces his wife and she's entitled to ksuva, he can give her zaburis.
Right.
He can give junk. So if a woman always gets zaburis, so why do you have to make a kiss to yisomim for? Tell me halacha that whenever you pay back the estate of yisomim, you pay back zaburis. What's the case? The case can only be a ksuvas isha. Why? Because it can't be a Jew, no ribbis. It can't be a guy, he's not waiting around. So what's the case? Only a ksuvas isha. So if it's a ksuvas isha, he always pays zaburis. What kind of chiddush is it?
Don't you give value? Don't you get value? What's the difference in mortgage or whatever? You're getting a certain value.
So first of all, it could be getting the land.
That's easy to sell.
It could be to get no. He's right. If he's selling this in a bad neighborhood,
you get more bad neighborhood.
Like,
he doesn't get the same value.
The assumption that it's easier to sell good land than it is to sell
garbage.
That's first of all. Second of all, you can give her land.
He's talking about land.
No, you can give her the land itself.
But the land has to be a certain value.
I understand. So she doesn't want that over there. She doesn't want to live with a bunch of Arabs. She doesn't live in that neighborhood with only Arabs are there. She doesn't live there. That's very good. It's not good land. Nobody wants that, right? So it's very cheap. So, but even a husband could do that. So if even a husband could do that. What's the chiddush of a disalman could do that? So, hello, Kasha. Rameri, no, this is going to Rameir. Darmak Suvas Isha, Beninus. No, he holds that a husband has to give Beninus. And the chiddush is that the disalman can give Ziburis. Mikol Markel and Rabasi Kasha. According to Rabasi, it's still a Kasha. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is, he doesn't hold from the case of Tzuva. So what's the case? What's the case that we said, oh, we only pay back for Bisalmim in Zeburis? What's the case? So we call, so La'olam Bachov of the Kochav. No, it's the end of it, it's a guy. And it's, so then it's Ribbis. So if Ribbis will get busy with it. Shekibel Allah v'adun b'dini Yisrael. And he agreed to go to a Jewish court and be bound by Jewish rule. Wait 30 days? I'll wait 30 days. So, Ihachi Ribbis Naim Elishkal. Then why is he taking Ribbis?
Right.
If he's such a interested in Jewish law, the answer is, Shekibel Azu v'lo Kibel Azu. It's the same answer. That is not forgoing. He'll wait 30 days. He'll wait 30 days. It's not forgoing Ribbis. Okay. So the next case is Toshma. We said this yesterday. We said, yesterday or Shabbos, we said that when you announce, the Brisa said, when you announce it, you say why you're announcing it. Right? The Yisomim, this house is going up on the market because the Yisomim have the father owed money. Either the father owed money to some goons, or he had money to his wife for the ksuva. You say why. Remember we said that? So the Brisa said, Tashma, al manas litin isha ksuvasa, ul balchov chovo. We announced that, and we say, so-and-so was selling the house because they got to pay the ksuva, or he owed money. Now one second. Bish lomo balchov, bein lamar, kiddushinina. To say it's a balchov, that makes perfect sense. What's the case? The case is a goy who agreed not to take ribbis. So everyone holds that. So we'll be busy with it, because it's a balchov. And I'm sorry, he didn't agree to, the ribbis he didn't agree to forego. He agreed to forego the time. That he agreed to forego. Right? So for that, everyone holds, we'll be busy with Yisomim. Elo b'ksuva, but a ksuva, what did Brisa say? We announced we're selling the house to pay the ksuva. Only one man doesn't hold like that. Right? Only one man doesn't hold like that. So b'shlom alor b'yochanicha, elor basi kasha, why are we announcing it for? We don't announce that. We don't be busy with that. The ksuva. Hachamay iskinon, kishechayov modeh. The answer is, kishechayov modeh. Says Rashi, b'shas misa hoda avihem. When before the father died, he admitted, I owe this money. What? More than that. He said, I don't have any available cash to pay my wife, the ksuva. If I had available cash. So he admitted that. So therefore it's considered a different kind of debt that's on the estate. It's called a debt borrower because he admitted it, the father. And therefore, why are we waiting until they grow up? Why are we waiting until they grow up? Right? What are we waiting for? We're not waiting until they grow up. Therefore, that we could say. Therefore, even everybody would agree that we'll be busy with such a ksuva, even though they summon. That's the Gemara says. Hachamai iskinan b'shechayev moda. The hashad to us is lahachi. Now that we got that answer, then kulanam b'shechayev moda. We can get that answer for every case today. Everything we said today. When he admits that he owes the money, it's a different story. Now, I'm not sure what that means exactly, because every husband, it's built into the marriage. You can't not pay a tzuva. So what do you do different by saying, a chayev moda, what do you say different? Right. Every husband owes a tzuva.
He may have paid her off in installments.
He may have paid her off in installments, maybe somebody else bought it. Somebody else, you could buy the tzuva. You could play that game. How long are they going to live game, right? So you can play that game, maybe he paid it off, maybe he's got a safe with cash. So he says, no, none of that's true, I owe the money, we're going to have to sell houses. We're going to have to sell the house to pay the tzuva. Once he said that, then we'll get involved. So, Maremar agve ksuva legrusha minichne diasne. Maremar collected the ksuva from a grusha. He's still alive, the husband. He just moved out of the house. He's living down the block. And the wife came and said, I want my ksuva. I'm a divorcee. And Maremar said, yeah. We'll go to the kids. Is he still alive? He died afterwards. Right? Amar Ravina la Maremar. Amar Ravina la Rav. Amar Vasi. Enes kakan lichne yisomim. We don't be busy with nichne yisomim. Elgin hayu ribbis achelis behen. Olas it's ribbis. Rabbi Yochan Amar. Olas star rishesh for ribbis. Olas ksuvas isha mishum izoni. Either for ribbis or for ksuvas isha. Tafil Rabbi Yochan la Maremar balmana. He only set up by an almana, the kamas de mizone, where the mizonos is getting depleted. Aval grusha lo, there's no depletion of mizonos. Why are we doing that? Right? A malay, ha'anan de b'yochanan, mishum china masnithin la. We do it for china. What's china? We want this woman, we don't want divorced women in Klaisol. We want to get remarried. How's she going to get remarried? How's she going to get remarried? The market's so tough. The answer is, she comes to the table with some money. She's a very wealthy woman. That's it. All of a sudden, the tables turn. Rashi says, "Kadeshi yimtzu anashim chein be'ene hanashim." They'll find favor in these eyes. V'yimtzu lehem. They'll marry them. Hilda chafil gerusha nami. Even for a gerusha, we're going to be busy with them, right? Yeah. Right. So that's why. Even for a Gerusha, she'll be busy, so she should get remarried. How's she going to get remarried? Oh, she has some money, she'll get remarried. Right? Very simple. Nothing changed. Right? Amar of Nachman. Meresha lo havim is tzikina l'michne yisomi. I never got involved in the, says Rav Nachman, I was a part of a bezdin. I never got involved in the yisomi's estate. Kiva de shaman al hadar of chuna chaver mishmei derav. Once I heard what they said, the yasme da achli the lo did who, if Yasomim are eating estate, property, land, assets that don't belong to them, Yasmi da Achli, the lo did who, it doesn't belong to them, Lez Lur Basar Shavkayu, right? Then they should meet the same fate as their father, meaning they should die, right? Mikan ve'elech Mizta Kikina. From then on, I'm going to get involved. In other words, if you sell them, I don't know, it's stolen, I don't know exactly what the case is, but it doesn't belong to them, and they're there anyway, and they're benefiting from land that doesn't belong to them, then they should suffer the same fate as their father, they should die, and then I'll get involved. Meikara, my time alo. So why, by the way, what does that mean it's not theirs? The father owed money. The father owed money. It doesn't belong to them, it belongs to the guy that lent the money. Reuven lent the father money. Reuven's waiting on, where's my money back? After 15 years, do these kids grow up? That's not right. So if Papa said, Nachman said, I never got involved. I never got involved. Once I heard that they're not eating, that they're using property that doesn't belong to them, then I got involved. So Amar Meikar, my time alo. Second, originally he didn't want to get involved. So Amar of Papa, Priya, listen to this answer. Priya's Balchov is a mitzvah. Priya's paying back a debt is a mitzvah. V'yasmi lav b'nei Me'avid mitzvah ninu. They don't have to keep mitzvahs. They're little kids. They don't have to keep mitzvahs. So I never would say their father, they have to pay back their father's debt. They're not mechayev mitzvahs. Unbelievable answer. Right? Ravuna, that's one answer. Ravuna, Brad Yerushua Omar, Amar, Tsarare, at Fasei. The reason he didn't want to make them pay it back is because we don't know the whole story. Says Rashi, Aviyam Nasan Labalchov, maybe Aviyam Nasan Labalchov, Mos O Kesef, Vizov, maybe the father paid it back. We have no idea what the situation is. We don't know. The Bimashko and Bashas Misa, follow his pick little as a star miado. They never got the star back. So we're not gonna be busy. We're not gonna be busy with these debts. We don't know the story. So to make them you pay them back, make the son pay back with their little kids, we're not gonna do that. Maybe it was paid back already.
What's
the nafkamina waiting then? What? Oh, so we'll get to that in a second. So my benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? What's the difference between these two reasons? Either because they're not chayav mitzvahs, or because we don't know what the story is. So hikka benayu, bishachayav moda. What if on his death that he admitted it? Now I owe that money to that guy. So if you once you admit it, then of course you still owe it. And of course that reason goes away. The reason of the still ketanim, that doesn't go away. But the other reason goes away, that he admits it. Right? Inami or shamtuha umeish b'shamtuha. Right? That what happened was, the father died in Cherem. Why did he die in Cherem? He didn't pay back the debt. So we know he didn't pay it back. And Rashi says, Shamtuha bezin lavin, al she'enu parei alochov, lezechovu, umeish b'shamte. And he died still in Cherem. Right? The hash the lekala mechas story. Why not choshish? Well, maybe he paid it back secretly. Right? The loha yiparoa el bezin kadeshatiu nido. He only would pay it back in front of bezin to get rid of that, to get rid of the cherem. Doesn't get in the lian shul. No one sits next to him. Nobody wants that. So he died like that. Obviously, he didn't pay it back. Sholchu mitam the shamtua umis per shamtua. That right? If that we said that's a good answer. He died. He was put in cherem. He died in cherem. Hilchas akavaset ravuna. Berei Rav Yeshua. So we hold like that. That what? That if he didn't die in Cherem, and he didn't admit that he paid it back, Rechoshesh, maybe he paid it back, and no one knows about it. Rechoshesh for that.
Is this talking about a case of a Jew, a case of a
guy? No, a Jew. A Jew. No ribbis. No ribbis. So why are we getting involved? So Rav Nachman said, I wouldn't get involved. Why not? Two reasons. Number one, maybe he paid it back secretly. Number two, they're ketanim. Right? But then I changed my mind. Why did he change his mind? Why did he change his mind? Because he realized it's not right. Right? So Tanan, our Mishnah said like this. Shum ha-yisomim, shloshim yom. V'shum ha-hektish, shishim yom. U'machrizim b'boker b'erev. So again, b'may askin, what are we talking about? What case are we talking about? Ilem b'balchov of the kochavim. If it's a guy, mitayis, he's going to wait around. Same question. El pshita b'alchov Yisrael. So we know it's be a Jew. So Bishlam Ravuna Bredivishua Mukila Bishakhaev Moda. So why are we getting involved? Because he admitted he owed the money. That's why we get involved. He admitted he owed the money. El Papa Kasha. Papa the Kasha. Why? They still katanim. So we're getting involved. Good he owed the money. We don't care. They're katanim. They're Achayev Mitzvahs. So El Papa Kasha. Samloch of Papa. Ibai Sema Ksuva Mishumchina. One second. It could be maybe it was a Ksuva. And the issue was, we want women to have money, so people will want to marry them, right? That could be one reason. It was a guy, shekibel alav don b'dinei Yisrael, and he agreed to wait. So he kibel alav lintar le ad the godly, so let them wait till they grow up. I get the theory is that once they grow up, they can see their father's affairs. We're going to answer that in a minute. Rav is going to have a third answer, and Rav is going to say there's a receipt. We'll get that in a minute. So the answer is, listen, the guy will wait 30 days. He'll wait. This guy. He's not waiting 10 years. Right? Shekibel alav lezu, velo kibel alav lezu. No, for 30 days he'll wait. Not waiting 10 years till they grow up. Not waiting. He's not agreeing to that. Now, Tashma. We said yesterday, or Shabbos, we said that we announce why the debt is available. Why we're selling the house. We announce why. Either we said for the ksuva or for balchov. Right? We announce why. Right? We said to get the... Right? So, Almanath, Lithan, Leisha, Ksuvasel, Balchov, Bechovo. So, we announce why. Either for a Ksuva or for Balchov. So, Mayaskin, what's the case? Ilem, Balchov, of the Bechovim, Mitzayis, he's going to wait around. No, the guy doesn't wait around. Elapshita, Balchov, Yisrael. It must be a Jew. So, Bishlam, Alarav, Huna, Bredev, Shua, Mukilab, Shachai, Moda. That makes sense. You have a debt. How can you have a debt? The father admitted it. Elarav, Papa, Bishlam, Ksuva, Mishom, Chino. Elarav, Balchov, Kasha, but to Kasha. So we give the same answer. Lola Balchov of the Kacham. It's a guy. Kigon Shekibel of the Dumbed in Yisrael. And he agreed to be judged by Jewish courts. To wait 30 days. Ekibel of Lantarlo Ad Lagadli. So let them wait 10 years till they grow up. No. Shekibel of Lazu, Velokibel of Lazu. That far they're not going to agree. A third reason why we do get busy with the estate of Yasom is Rava. Rava Amar Mishum Shover, right? What's a Shover? A receipt. What does that mean? Rashi says on the last wide line, the Shemar Shover Hoyla Vim Al Ashtar. That Ashtar was paid back. He got a receipt. Sheparu, that was paid back. V'yisomim Ein Yidon Yiduin Heichanu. They don't know where that is. Father's left a whole mess in that study. The papers will fly. They don't know. So maybe there's a receipt. Maybe it was paid back. The father had a receipt. and they don't know about that receipt. So in other words, we're not going to be busy. We're not going to run and believe the Baal Chov, the debtor, the lender. We're not believing him right away.
Right.
Well, let's calm down. Wait till the kids grow up. We're going to have in a minute. We're going to hire an apotropist to go through the paperwork and see what's the story. Right? Okay. One second. Fine. Amalei Rav Huna Breda Vishul LaRava Umichai Shina LaShover. Is such a thing? Are we choshish for that? Votnan Hanifres Shelo Befronov. If you pay back somebody not in his place, Lo Tifra Ela B'Shvua, you have to swear. Meaning, Reuven, I owe money to Reuven. Where's Reuven? Reuven to California. So I'm not going to California to pay him back. I'm going to pay him back here. So I go to Bezin, say, listen, I owe Reuven $1,000. Here's $1,000. I have to swear. Why do I have to swear? Right? One second.
What are you swearing?
Hmm?
What are you swearing? That you owe him $1,000?
He's paid.
He's not saying he's
paid. I'm sorry, I said the case wrong. I'm sorry. The case is different, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, the case is wrong. A man was married to a woman. She lived, but it wasn't a good marriage. So she moved out, she moved to California. He sent her a get in California. They're divorced, 100% divorced. She says, I'm entitled to ksuva. So she comes to the Bezin in California and says, I want my ksuva. So well, maybe he paid it to you already. How do we know? She has to swear. She has to swear. We don't know what the story is. Maybe he paid it. She has to make a shavua. V'amar v'acha tzarabira, ma'isa ba'al afnei rabi tzak nafcha, l'antochya, v'amar. Lo shanu, that's only true. Right, lo shanu, that's only true. El ksuvas isha, mishum china. Because he wanted to get remarried, so avo ba'al chov, right? But a ba'al chov, lo. Right? We're not even going to pay it back. Even with the shavu, we're not going to pay it back. He comes to Bezin and says, the guy owes me money. He doesn't want to pay you the money. But maybe he paid you. I swear he didn't pay. We're still not going to give him the money. Right? Why? We wait for the lovet to come back himself. But come back himself. Rava, Amr of Nachman, afil Baal Chov nami. Even the Baal Chov will pay if it's shalom b'fanav. He'll make a shavua. Vi chayshitz l'shover. And if we're choshish for a shover, they're right. Hasam nami nechosh. They should be choshish for a receipt. Right? So why does he say that you can collect with a shavua? Maybe there's a receipt. So Omar Lay, he answered back, Hasam kidamrin on taima. We gave a different reason over there why a malva can collect. Shelo yehe kol echad no tel mos shel chavero v'holeth v'yoshev lo b'medina sayam. Why? So what's going to happen? I'm going to borrow money. I'm going to go to California. You'll never see me again. How are you getting the money back? How are you getting the money back? You have to chase me to California? No. You walk into Bezdin, and you say to Bezdin, he didn't pay me back. Well, maybe there's a receipt. I'm not choshish for that. Because otherwise everyone will just run away. So you swear they never paid you the money, and we'll get the money for you. Once you swear, now already there's a judgment against you. We'll call the Bezin in California. We'll get the money from you. Right? Okay, fine. Now, in a place where the guy died, this whole thing doesn't apply. Therefore, we'll choshish for a shover. That's what Rava said.
That there might be a shover.
There might be a shover because the guy died. Okay. Rava Hilchasa, the halacha is, Ein is kakin l'lichsa yisomim. We don't get involved in the chasim of yisomim. Right? The im Omar, but if the borrower said before he died, Tenu, I owe that money before he died, I owe that money, please make sure you pay that guy, he was so nice to me, please make sure, then Niskakin, then we will get involved. Sade zu, umana zu, Niskakin. If the guy says before he died, that field I want you to give him. That $100 I set it aside, I want to pay that guy back before he dies, Niskakin, we'll get busy with that, we will do it. The ain ma'amidin apotropis, but we don't appoint an apotropis. I'm sorry. Of ain ma'amidin apotropis, we don't appoint an apotropis, right? Why don't we appoint an apotropis? Because the husband said, the father said before he died, that field, the one over there in Woodmere, that one I want to go to the guy I owe the money to. That money. So what are you appointing an apotropis for? He already said. So the stam, if he said, listen, I this guy lent me money, I'm on my deathbed now, I want to make good with him. He really bailed me out. I want to make sure, I know the halacha, I went to Daf Yomi, I don't have to pay back for 10 years, I want to pay back, give him one of my properties. But he said stam. Or mona stam. Stam money, then niskakin, we'll be busy with it, umamid an apotropis, we will appoint an apotropis, the apotropis will have to evaluate. What's the proper rat, what's the best property for the kids, they'll be busy in all angles. Amri Nahardoi, they said Nahardoi, Bekulin is Kakin Umamidin Apotropis. We always appoint an apotropis. Levad bim Sininse Sada Sheena Shalo. Except what's that case? Except that where the Edim say that the father never owned that property, he stole it. Right? They'll take the field away. Rashi says, Aval Nimtez Biada Masom Sada Achas. The father never owned that property. El Gzuli stole it. There's no apotropis for that. Because to say that the Edim are lying, we don't entertain that, and therefore we just take it away from them. Okay, Amar Vashi Hilkach. Therefore, as the Kuke lo mazikinan. One second. So there's a machlokas over here, right? There's a machlokas between Rava and the Nahardoi. Why? Rava said only if you say about an apotropis. Rava said only if it said stam. The Nahardoi said always. Amar Ravashi hilchas therefore as tukuke lo mazdekinan. We're not going to get busy with it. The Amar Rava hilchas ein miskakin, because Rava said we don't get busy. Ve'i mizdekinan. If we do, amid an apotropis, then we will appoint an apotropis. Why? The Nahardoi. We always do that. Unless it's a case of Nimta Sadash Ena Shalo, you find the field that's not yours. Because we're not going to entertain a bunch of liars. Right? And therefore, we'll take the land away from the Yisomim, and everything's good. We finish the daf, even early. And we'll pick up tomorrow, and the Mishnah. Everyone have a very good day.